legends are true. Elmont, assemble a team of your best men.
Yes, sir.
Bring back my daughter.
Your Majesty, I want to volunteer.
What do you suppose is up there?
I never suppose. I simply prepare for everything.
At last, mankind have returned.
They're uglier than I remember.
My mission is to find and return the princess.
Okay, here's the deal. Bryan Singer brings the latest fairy tale adventure to life in this big screen adaptation of Jack and the Beanstalk. The story is expanded to show Jack joining the King's Knights to rescue a princess who has been taken by the giants in the clouds. Having sat on the shelf for the better part of a year, Jack the Giant Slayer looked rough from the first trailer, hinting at cheeky dialogue and bad special effects. I wasn't expecting much. But while the effects weren't fantastic in the final film, they were better than expected. And sure, there's plenty of silliness for this family-friendly movie, but overall the film is pretty bearable. Maybe it's because I went in with such low expectations, but I was mildly entertained by Jack the Giant Slayer. There's enough action and pace to this movie that it doesn't bog down. It's not perfect, but it's okay for a piece of early spring forgettable fluff. Jack the Giant Slayer gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.